Hello. Skype says we last chatted 6 months ago.
I remember us. Didn't we used to do a podcast?
Yeah, you used to be my friend, and we used to talk all the time about games. And then we had that falling out. We never spoke.
Did we? Boy, I didn't even know about it. That's how bad it was.
You know what you did, or maybe you don't.
I don't. There's so many things. Narrow it down, man. My guilty conscience says could be anything.
You are likely to be eaten.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torch of a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torch of a match in your inventory.
So what's new?
Well, let's see. I don't know. Nothing. It's all the same. Nothing's happened. Let's see. Personal life for me. I guess my big excitement is last 6 months, I legally changed my name. So I'm now legally Kevin. Okay. Not Kevin, not Carrington. I'm Kay.
That'd be a great way to announce it. I'm now legally Carrington.
I'm Carrington.
I've grabbed your domain name as well. Right. And this is how I tell you.
LegallyCarrington.com. And my other news is that I took a job working for the Internet Archive.
Took a job.
I know. I did not want a job. I was not looking for a job. In fact, I said this in like the cover letter I wrote to the guys. I said I'm not looking for a job. I'm not in the market for a job. But this is a perfect job for me. And then,
but I will take this job.
I will take this job. And then they gave me the job. So I am Special Collections Program Manager, which sounds fancy. And I'm doing a whole library about amateur radio. I am spending a grant in order to make the ultimate online library of ham radio and shortwave.
Amateur.
Amateur. Yeah.
Amateur.
So that's my 6 months.
You're a hambassador.
In a nutshell. Jeez. Okay. What about you? Tell me. What did I miss?
I'm not a hambassador.
No.
But I am all ham. No. What's new with me? My gosh, too much work. Too much work, not enough play is basically the way Carringtons are sad. It's sad, sad, sad. Taking care of my gal who fell off another horse. She keeps falling off horses, but this time the horse stepped on her. So it's bad. So we're going through months and months and months of recovery, and thank goodness for Canadian healthcare. So she gets to keep her house and everything. So it's nice. So,
nice.
But yes.
Horses like you sit on me, now I step on you.
Basically, and yeah, she just fell and just horse spooked and then jumped backwards and just landed on her ankle. And just like, it's like a 2,000-pound person in stilettos stepping on you. So it's just a lot of crushing, unfortunately. So rebuilding the ankle and stuff, and just now a lot of just, you know, going to surgeries, and I got to do stuff for her. Basically, I've been playing nurse and I'm not really good at it. I like fumble a lot. I drop things. I'm constantly in the way. I'm like the worst nurse possible, but I do my best. I'm trying.
Good.
So we have one more surgery in like 2 weeks, and then finally it looks like we'll be out of the woods. So that's good.
Good.
So that's it. Mostly I've been doing surgeries. Not doing the surgeries, which would be like much worse.
You're a terrible nurse, but you're a great surgeon.
Okay, bad news about the other ankle. Left and right, I never remember which one makes the L, and like, unfortunately.
Well, my left was her right. I don't know. How was I supposed to know?
So I was looking in the mirror, as I do, and just went downhill from there, as it does. But we played games.
We
attempted to play games.
We did. We succeeded and failed to play games. You want to read a little bit?
I did both of those.
Yeah?
I succeeded and I failed.
Do you want to read some old mail or just or reboot?
I got some old mail.
Yeah.
I got mail. I wasn't even... It's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
So long. I keep saying been. It's been so long. I wasn't even sure at what point like our email would be from an older episode.
Right.
So I pulled out some recent things.
But we won't remember, and the listener won't remember. It hardly matters.
To the listener, they might have listened to the previous episode like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
But for us, it's been months. So most of the recent mail has been, hey, are you guys still podcasting?
Are you guys dead?
No, we're still going. We're just really slow and bad at big game. Yeah. When there's a big game, big gap.
Mm-hmm. Big game, big problems.
Oh, we got one from Jason, and that came from around Canada Day. So I think that's after our last episode. It says, happy belated Canada Day to my fellow Canuck Carrington, and happy early 4th of July to my fellow Atari and K. So that puts this very narrow range of when this email must have come in. I just want to say thank you for the Jim Munro recommendation. Oh, I remember that. What? This is a podcast about text adventures? Well, I definitely remember somebody singing the praises of Jim Munro, so I went to the library and got Flyboy Action Figure Comes with Gas Mask, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I will definitely be checking out more of his works, although I don't think the KPL had any more of his works, so used bookstore shopping, here I come. On a more game-related note, I wish I could remember which game it was that Carrington said he kept purchasing because of how much he liked it and how bad his memory was that replaying it was almost the same as playing it new. That sounds like me. Well, my version of that is Portal 2, which I just bought for the fourth time for the Switch, and my memory is the same. I laugh in the face of the spoiler fence as I know that by the time I get around to play the game, I will not have remembered one single detail. Heck, I'll probably forget about it, forget if one or both of you liked it, hated it, or never even got around to playing it, like the aforementioned Jim Munro game, although I guess I do remember you not being able to play it for the first time. I love the switch to modern IF, by the way. I've written in before to say how much the Walking Dead situation bothers me in text adventures, and it seems to me that maybe I'll enjoy the modern form a bit better as it becomes less and less common. Thanks for podcasting with each other, and I look forward to the next episode. And for the record, no, I can't remember what the game is.
Well, the game was Hadean Lands, which is what Nathan wrote. His subject line is Hadean Lands, ! He used an interrobang. He said, this is...
Ooh, fancy punctuation, boy.
Oh, I read a whole book about fancy punctuation. I don't know, early in the year. It includes the interrobang and also the manicule, the finger pointy.
Yeah, right.
And it was quite good. And in a few minutes, I will find the name of that in case anyone cares. But it was a cool, very interesting book. So he wrote Hadean Lands ! Interrobang. So just when I, and he called it too. He really just called what was going to happen. So just when I was getting used to. When I was, not alone, let me start over. Hello, I'm a podcaster. I can talk.
Hello again.
Hello
again.
Good
to see you.
Hi, Carrington.
Hey, your hair's longer than when we started the show.
So just when I was getting used to getting episodes of Eaten by a Gru again, you decide to play the biggest, most complex puzzle game of them all. Far be it from me to object to a big text adventure. That's what I love, but I love your podcast too. Remember when you went 10 months between Nordenbert and Spellbreaker? Might I suggest that you keep doing shorter games and frequent episodes, and you can keep us updated on your progress as you spend the next decade learning alchemy. Well, he kind of called it because it's been 6 months since our last episode and my hair got longer. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you, Nathan, for the hair. Joel wrote in.
Yeah.
Also, Joel wrote in with a really interesting take on the game itself. Yo, excellent adventurers. I'm ready to tell you how glad I am of the big gap between episodes this time, which I would like to point out, I cleverly predicted. This is because, and this was the gap between the last ones. This is because now you're saying Hadean. Is it Hadean? I've been saying
okay, well,
Hadean.
I asked right when we started, and I still used Twitter. I asked
Andrew,
thank you. I asked Andrew Zarf Plotkin about what it was like. How do you pronounce it?
He would know. He wrote it.
Well, yes, he wrote it, and he said it's like Hades, which almost answers the question. The word comes from Hades, like the hell place. So Hades. How do you change Hades to Hadean? So that's why I've been saying Hadean, and not whatever you said.
That sounds good. In my mind, I've been saying Hadean for some reason, but I like Hadean better. I'm going to switch to Hadean.
Okay.
This is because I bounced off Hadean Lands a couple of times after buying it. At first, I just didn't like starting up Steam to play a text adventure for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But then I figured out where the game file was, and I could play it using Gluxy and move to Electrode. Midstream, I like Electrode. Then I just didn't really like the game at first. It felt like it was just a gigantic self-indulgent indulgent alchemy system that I have to force myself to memorize and experiment aimlessly for ages, and the huge pile of doors and lockers and so on did not really do much to reassure me. And I also thought the puzzle pathing and dependency mechanic, the thing where you reset and try again when you got something wrong, and it remembers the things you had to do to achieve each earlier goal, was technically impressive, but ultimately a crutch to deal with the huge and aimless puzzle space. Having just so much to know and remember that the game had to do for you, and it was just not my idea of a good time. Primate loss aversion, my precious inventory, no doubt played a part. And the further and further I went without playing it, the more I thought your episode would come along. But it hasn't.
No, it hasn't. Still hasn't.
And last week, I picked it up again, and now suddenly I get it. The reset mechanic is cleverer and more integral to the experience than it appears, and the lack of mapping and the recalling of rituals and facts and so on is totally necessary to keep track of a big game world that keeps getting reset like that. Now my brain is in the mode, and I love the alchemy system. I rush through rituals, I see two regents ahead and how things might get hacked, I wake up in the middle of the night with ideas, I reset the world and fast forward back to try again. There's so many puzzles everywhere that there's just this steady drip of dopamine, and even if it's just picking up the game for 5 minutes to see if a variation actually works out, and it almost always does, I'm thoroughly addicted. Anyway, I'm not sure how much the game is left for you or me, but I hope you're having just as much fun as I am. This is very awesome. So it's really an interesting take, because like, I've struggled with the game like crazy. So it's neat to get email from someone that says, like, you know, they struggle, and then it kind of clicked and they got it.
I was waiting for that click. I waited.
I'm still waiting for that click.
Yeah. I mean,
I never got the click.
The book I mentioned before, Shady Characters, The Secret Life of Punctuation, Symbols, and Other Typographical Marks by Keith Houston.
I like his Shady Characters.
Yeah.
Cute. It's good. Cute name. That's good. That's very good. I like it because it's like a joke character, so I get it. Okay. I get it. I can read. I got that whole I can read thing going on. So Jason gave us an email. Liked it. Rob from Netherlands sent us an email with kind of like a different take on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting kind of reading these emails coming in right next to each other. It says, when Aaron Reed started his 50 Years of Text Adventures blog back in January 2021, I fell in love with IF again. It gave me the power to finally finish Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with the help of a walkthrough, but more about that in a minute. The fact that I could play IF games through Winfrotts on my phone and iPad and even share save games through Dropbox made the experience a lot smoother than back in the day behind my Commodore 64. Finally, I could play all the games I read about in Commodore Magazine in the 80s. I read the reviews, I reread them, fantasizing about one day playing them. And even better, when cleaning the kitchen, I could listen to two friendly fellows chatting away about the games I played.
Ooh, who are they?
When you mentioned, I don't know. Who are those guys? When you mentioned Magnetic Scrolls, I immediately remembered the screenshots I saw years ago, and I booted up The Pawn. I didn't do all the Infocom games, but hey, maybe someday. Some highlights I found last year that I didn't do yet: Counterfeit Monkey. Oh my gosh, everybody needs to boot this thing up right away. So good. Currently the number one spot on ifdb.org, and I totally understand. The number two spot is Anchorhead, and this is one of the best experiences I've ever had. Such a great story to play. And a different experience is number three on the IFDB top 100, Hadean Lands, the game you are about to talk about in your next episode. That one was a different experience. I used a lot of walkthroughs when playing games, and I'm not ashamed of it, but when I need a walkthrough for the first few commands during the tutorial, I knew I was in trouble. And although I understand that this is something special, the language barrier is too big. I talk, read, and write English pretty well, but this is another level of language I can't cope with. Hadean Lands failed to lure me in, and I gave up on this. Looking forward to your next episode. Perhaps I will pick up on the game after listening to that one. Kind regards. So Rob had a different sort of experience where it just wasn't approachable and gave up on the game. I'm more in Rob's camp.
Yeah, sadly. Yep. And I have one more I want to read.
Hit me.
From Norman Davey. He wrote to us about 16 Ways to Kill a Vampire.
Oh, such a good game.
Yeah, which was one of the Twine games that we had played. He said, I have enjoyed listening to your podcast for years, and I never seem to have time to actually play text adventures, so I've been living vicariously through the two of you. The two thumbs up the two thumbs up the two of you gave on this game, 16 Ways to Kill a Vampire, and that you said it would be a quick play, made me jump in on this one and avoid jumping the spoiler fence. This game was so enjoyable that now I have to try some of the classic text adventures, although with the time I have available, it may take me a few years to complete. Thank you for the recommendation, Norman Davey.
It is a short game. I think it's super approachable to tons of people. I loved that game. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I'd actually kind of forgotten about it until you mentioned it just now, but what a super fun and funny game that was. I loved that one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yep. Good to be reminded of how good that was. So we played Hadean Lands. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
And we've got other things to talk about too. We got like so much to talk about.
Yeah, I have a couple other games and things.
It's great. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you record a podcast every 6 months, the topics tend to build up. So,
yeah, you sent me a file that sent you said is probably not malware that I'm supposed to look at during the show. So, so much to do.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that later. It's not that important.
So, what do you want to do first? What do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about what we're here to talk about. Let's talk about Hadean Lands, and then
let's do it.
Yeah.
Andrew, stop listening.
Andrew, okay. Thank you for listening. It's been nice having you a listener, and you're probably never going to listen again after.
No.
You said, I knew this was going to be a hard game, and I knew that it was going to be.
That's kind of why we picked it. We were in the mood.
We were in the mood for that.
Meaty, difficult game full of puzzles. That was the whole point of picking this game.
Right. And a couple of things happened. First of all, I thought it was too meaty. and then I took this Internet Archive job, and I'm just like, I'm really enjoying. I'm loving it.
But, awesome, which is nice. Which is nice.
But I'm just like not in the mood to play very long, difficult things because I'd rather save the world. But actually, I'd already stopped the game by then. Hadean Lands, I felt like there was it's probably a great game. It just wasn't for me. I felt like,
okay, well put.
I felt like I kept waiting for the drop. You know, I was waiting for the good stuff to come, you know? And I was too impatient to get there, or in the game the amount of time it takes to get to that to happen. The warm up time, the ramp up time was just too long for me.
Right. Just never got there.
Right. And our emailer friend said, there's an interesting game mechanic where the game completely resets, like back to the beginning. If you go to a certain place, everything restarts. And honestly, I never even got to the point where that would become important.
Right. Okay. So that's pretty early.
Yeah.
Right.
And so anyway, what do you,
Cause one of the major mechanics of the game is about alchemy. So you learn these like rituals and formulas and stuff and you learn the bits you have to do and what you have to do to perform one of these rituals. And once you know that, you can simply recall it later, even if you reset your game. So you, like something goes horribly wrong, so you kind of start your game again, you go backwards, but you can recall all those steps. So it lets you just like kind of like say, hey, recall this, and you don't have to go and relearn all those things that you put all that effort into in earlier playground, which is like, that's a huge advantage. You'd have to say, oh, what were the 17 steps of this? You did that once, you got this. So it just gives it back to you. So you do have to learn each one and you learn all these different formulas and facts and things, but you can then just use them even when you restart the game. You can just pull them from the past, which is cool. But boy, howdy, this game never clicked for me. Like I never got to the point where I was having fun or that I was even like engaged for some reason. I couldn't get into the game. I came back to it and back to it and back to it. So I would take a break and I would come back to the game and I would have my notes and the notes would make no sense to me because it's a very complicated game. So I'd look at it, I'm like, what does any of this mean? And while I would have a ritual and I could technically recall it, my in-game avatar knew what that meant, but me as a player, I had no idea. I'm like, why do I want this again? What does this do? Is it something to do with rust or what? Like, I just, I kept having to start again, like really start again, because I couldn't even understand my notes. So I did not get very far into the game, but I just over and over again started. So I played the beginning of this game like 10 times. And then finally I just gave up. I'm like, I never got even the idea that it's not a good game. Like a lot of times it's different to say that a game isn't for me versus saying like it's a bad game, because I don't think it's a bad game. It's just like I think it's a bad game for a Carrington. But I get a glimpse of why other people love this game. And if you're like a really want hardcore puzzle game and you want something where like Infocom games are too easy for you, you just want something like just super meaty, and you're a smarter person than me, this is probably an excellent game for you. But I think it's just too hard for me. I don't know. I just couldn't do it. And I was like, well, yeah. You've always said like games are supposed to be fun, right? And I realized finally, I'm like, I'm just not going to, even if I push myself through this, I'm not actually going to enjoy the experience. So I finally gave up.
Yep.
I got beaten. The game beat me.
Yep. Andrew won. Carrington.
Okay. But I encountered some things in this that I'd never seen in a game before. Like you can find a thing. Like if you come across an object, like if you've ever come across it before, and you don't have to remember where it is. You can say like find spanner, and the game just takes you to where that thing is. That's an amazing element. Like, boy, I wish a lot of games like that. And you could also say like go to a place. Like if you've been there before, you can just say go to there, and it just takes you there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to remember go north three times. Like all those little things, and you can use recall, like to recall rooms, and it'll tell you here are the rooms you visit. Recall doors, like here are the obstacles that you haven't got past yet. Like here are the doors that are still locked for you. Like all these things that are no doubt really necessary in such a big difficult game, but it's still too hard for me.
Right, and the reset mechanic is not something I had seen before.
Never.
I'm sure it's probably. I mean, it's a unique idea as far as I know about, and probably makes the game unique and fun, but I never really found out why. So right. Yeah,
but that kind of that idea where you just can type reset and like yeah. All the doors and stuff go back, all the objects, everything goes back to where it was, but like it's like you've reset the world, but you as a person still remember everything you've learned from your previous runs,
right?
And the rituals and facts and things. It's cool. It's a really cool mechanic, but game's just not for me. So there okay. we go. Six months go. Of attempts. Yep. Finally just gave up. Yep. I finally just got beaten by this game.
It'd be funny if we ended the episode now. That's it. We're done. Thank you. Waited 6 months and that's all you get.
We got 10 minutes into a game and right. We're done. We got nothing else.
So, all right. Is that all you have to say about
that's it? Like, I mean, honestly, I don't know what else to say. And I don't I hate being so negative about a thing. Like, I don't mean to say that I don't think it's a good game. I just think it's not a game for me. Just couldn't get into it.
Yeah. However, in our last episode, we played part of a game that we loved.
And we didn't finish that one, but it wasn't our fault.
Right. We played B by Emily Short.
We played and liked B.
We played and liked it, but we didn't finish it because something, the technology had changed in the game. You couldn't play the game all the way through. And I'm sure at one point I understood why, but basically you couldn't play it anymore. It's a game you play in your browser.
And it just kind of stopped.
It just stops. It just broke and whatever. And so we did that and we're like, oh man, sucks to be us and great game. The end.
Cause I was really into it.
And then in the intervening months, Emily Short announced that she fixed it. And
right. It's like, hey, in fact, I think somebody else fixed it. And then she went in and polished up the language and stuff like that.
Yeah, but suddenly the whole game became available. Made it a little bit less random. She changed some of the text. But basically, you know, she updated the game and it's fixed. And then we were able to play it again. So here we are again to talk about B a second time.
I was very happy to dive back into the game because I really liked the playthrough. Mm-hmm. When I played the first time, like I was really enjoying it. So I was quite happy to dive in again. And unlike a lot of bigger games, it's the kind of thing that even now playing again from scratch, you can knock it out in like an hour or so. Like it's not a long game. So you can play the whole thing and going right back to the beginning and playing through all the different like chat elements and all the different like paths you can take down doesn't take that long. And I got just as much into it as I did the first time. But I also noticed things that I didn't know the first, and I couldn't remember, like the status panel on the right Was that there when we played the game the first time?
No.
I don't remember that.
No. I think there was indications that there was some sort of status panel, but we couldn't actually see it.
Right.
And now, yeah, it tells you, like, what was it, like, your frustration level with your sister, how right. prepared you are for the spelling bee, your annoyance level with your parents, and the list of who you know.
Yeah. Right, and the list of the characters, exactly, right. like, who are the people yeah. you've kind of encountered in your world, and a yeah. quick description of them. Your right. acquaintances, I think it puts it as. Right. right. And, like, what month you're in. Like, you can kind of see, like, right. where you're going through the game.
Because it's not a long game, but there's kind of, like, a deadline because the spelling bee is coming, and you need to,
right.
are you going to know the words by then?
Which is why it's called B, because right. it's spelling B.
Yes.
And I still love the opening line, sooner or later, you're going to lose. And it's just like such a great opening line for a game. It struck me just as much this time. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love that opening line.
I love her writing. And yep. they're
very much so.
Yeah. There's just some great turns of phrase, and it's very, in the, I don't know, world building sort of way, it shows how it's just this young girl, I think she's in middle school, but she's homeschooled, and she's studying for the spelling bee, and she has her life with her family, who's, you know, pretty conservative and homeschooling, and she's trying to, you know, she's trying to balance all these things of making her family happy and studying for the bee, and got to go to church, and there's all those people to deal with, and just wants to trying to, you know, I don't know, blossom as a young human.
And try new things.
Try
and
new
goes
things.
To the salon
and, right.
and stuff.
I mean, you know,
like,
do you?
Oh, great.
Yeah,
so
right.
Great.
And just balancing those things. And you can see in the little status thing, which we couldn't see before, you can see cause and effect. You can study super hard for the spelling bee, for instance, and your word knowledge goes up, but your motivation to keep studying drops from high to low, for instance. And you have to deal with your little sister Lettuce.
Right. Which, not Lettuce with you, but, you know, because it's right. like so great. Yeah, great little sister. I like little sister and her tentacle pluck one to eat and thing. Just like everything I liked about the game the first time we played it, totally like this time as well. But I really enjoyed the fact that we got to go a lot farther in the game. I hadn't realized how little of the game we got to play the first time. I was like, oh, hey, you go through multiple spelling bees, the local one and the regional one, and like working your way towards the national. And I think we only got to do one of those the first time.
Yeah,
I played.
Think we
like, so,
just the
so
first one
more.
Or just started the first one or something before
yeah.
it died. Yeah.
So I hadn't realized that we had only played like a tiny bit of the game. And even so, like, it's not a hugely long game, but oh, so good. It's funny. And it's just like the first time I played, it really struck me. It's so well done and so approachable, because if you described this story to me, like you're going to read or play a story about like this homeschooled girl in like this world, I would think it won't appeal to me at all. It's like, it's like a photographic negative of my own demographic. Like, it's like everything is opposite. How would I ever relate to this person? But she makes it so relatable. I love this character. I got so into the world. I was so invested in the spelling bee. And as we got farther and farther in the game, I just kept thinking that you're going to lose. It says at the beginning of the game mm-hmm. that I'm going to lose. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh goodness. I love the world. I love the characters. I love the writing in this, so it is so approachable, and I think I really want to impress on like our listeners, if it doesn't sound like your kind of game or like your kind of world, it is, I promise you, it is it doesn't sound like things that don't have lasers or robots or whatever aren't things I'm normally into, and I got so into this. It is so enjoyable and approachable the whole way through. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely love it.
I copy pasted two short paragraphs that made me happy. In the early filtered light, when you are doing your spelling and no one else is awake, you think things about your spelling words that are half dreams. The words furnish a memory palace, a labyrinth of syllabic similarity, either an on billitong and, sorry, biltong and billabong, liquefy and minuscule. It's a solitary place, and no one else lives there. Mother and father brought you to the door and drove away.
So good, just, right?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the part where she talks about like knowledge of words and stuff is like a superpower. Like, just it, like, if you like language, this just, it's clear that Emily Short loves language, and she's writing about a character who, and I think this is partially autobiographical, and this character clearly loves language, and oh my goodness. Plus I got into the plot where, like, the first couple of spelling bees, the local one and the regional one, right. Like it was easy. Like, even if I wasn't playing the game, it's obvious what the games are. But as it gets later, and then there's this moment where the game tells you, you hear this, but your mind goes blank. You don't know this. I felt real tension. Like, what do you mean I don't know this? I've been spending so much time memorizing these things. I'm going to actually fail. And it's funny that, like, it's a spelling bee thing. And I really felt tension as we got into the nationals and the regional, whatever it was, the one before the national, the district championship or whatever. I felt real tension during those times, which is, I don't remember the last time a game made me feel like that, if it was just a text adventure. So right. Really strong plotting in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll love it. It took me a couple hours, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely love it. I do want to, like, after the spoiler fence, kind of talk about the ending of the game, because I don't know.
Okay.
I told me I got one of, I think, the four endings, and I don't know. Like, did you get the same ending?
I did not notice that it said there were four endings.
It says, you have come to one of four endings to be, and I want to know, did I get the same one as you? So.
Huh. Oh, no, I need to go play it three more times.
Right, go back. Exactly.
It's been so long, Carrington, I honestly forgot about the spoiler fence.
Well, spoiler fence. There's a spoiler fence.
Okay, well, that'd be later. Okay.
Right. So later on, we'll talk about the spoiler fence.
Yeah.
Later on, we'll talk about the game after this. We'll talk about the spoiler fence. You know, no spoilers, but we'll talk about
it. It's so difficult to climb. It's pointy and the razor wire at the top. It's terrible.
Okay. So B.
Yes.
Just like last time, I strong recommend. And it's a game you could play online. Like, I played it on itch.
.io. Yeah.
You just go on there, free, you click, you play it in your browser.
Yep.
You know, grab a cup of tea, sit down for an hour or two, and you just, like, great gaming experience. You can save online stuff, but really you can just play it in one sitting. You can't die in the game. There's no reason to be worried and saving as you go. But if you can't play it all in one setting, you can save and come back to it. So really well implemented. 10 out of 10. Love everything about the game.
Yep. Yeah. Agree. Strong agree.
You also had me read a book. You had me get a book.
Oh, did you read? Oh, good. I wasn't sure if you read it.
Yeah.
I couldn't
baby
find
Leviathan.
It. I don't know what I did with it.
Adventure Game Comics.
Adventure Game Comics. Leviathan, Book One, by Jason Shiga.
I've never read anything by Jason Shiga before, so this was totally new to me. And I guess this isn't the first of this kind of book he's done before, but this was completely new to me. I didn't know anything about this.
I learned about Jason Shiga from the Boston IF meetings, interactive fiction meetings that we
have. Does he attend?
No, but he gets talked about sometimes. And you know, people talk about it's because it's a book, but it's adventure game like.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell me about it, since this is new to you and fresh.
Totally
and,
new to me. Yeah. Okay, so I got it. I don't think it's within reach here, but whatever. It's a hardcover book, 150 pages or so. And it's a comic. It's a comic book. So it's a drawn thing. The art style is kind of like a web comic. So it's that kind of simple look. It's all done in black and white. Well, really, it's done in, like, blue and gray and white. I really like the art style. It's really simple, but really effective. And the idea here is it's like a, well, I was going to say it's like a choose your own adventure book, but it's more like a point and click adventure where you're going to go through this story, but not in order. So you, like, start on page one, and then you might have like a top-down map. And then these little roads kind of lead off to numbers. And it's like, if you're going to go this way, then turn to page 18, say, if the number says 18. So you're going to maneuver through the book like you would with a choose your own adventure game or a choose your own adventure book. But so the story of this is this adventurer, your avatar in the book, comes to this coastal village that's, like, afraid of a sea monster, the Leviathan, which basically attacks anyone who lies, is the premise here. This sea monster is imposing morality on them. And then this stranger this Canox guy, this stranger slash wizard, kind of offers you a quest and a reward if she can retrieve the Starlight Wand, which can apparently control the creature. And so that's the premise, and we find out like what's really going on, and we kind of go through the story that way. And it's really interesting because there's so many details. Like if you told me, hey, make that, I would think, okay, I know what to do now. I'm going to make this. And it's like, choose your adventure. Do you go left? Do you go right? Do you ask this person this? But there are these really incredible details. Like you can go through a given page like more than once, or the left and right pages will be like the daytime and the nighttime of the same location.
Right.
Or as you're going through like kind of the spokes of a wheel. So you might be reading the bottom part of a page, and like there might be something that says like, do you know what my favorite color is? But if the top part of the page, which is part of a different path, if you look up there, it'll say, the same guy saying, my favorite color is red. But do you know that or do you not know that? So you can like use, and it's like daring you to cheat. And if you do cheat, it's like, well, remember, this game is about punishing you for lying. And stuff. So like those elements get brought into the story. It's like, oh, it's so good. And I got burned sometimes because I'm a big cheer. And like, just, it's so good. Like it's so, and it's funny. I love the artwork. I'd never read a book like this. Like I'd read Choose Your Own Adventure books, but this being like a comic book, and a lot of times there's like a top-down view of a map, and like you're standing there, and which way do you want to go? And like, in the end, I ended up writing in the book. There's so many paths, you can get in kind of loops when you're in the water. So I started putting highlight marks on the paths I had taken. So I did have to like mark up my book to make sure I didn't get stuck.
Were you the kid who, I don't even know if you had that. Do you have Highlights magazine for children in Canada?
Highlights magazine? No.
It's a magazine for small children.
We had Chickadee.
Okay. And so Highlights would be like, you'd often find it in doctor's offices or dentist offices, you know, in the waiting rooms.
Oh, we don't have those up here.
Oh, doctors, sure.
And dentists in Canada.
Sure. All right. So there's been this magazine, and you're a little kid, and you're, you know, time to kill while you're waiting to go to see the doctor or the dentist, and there's this magazine, but some other kid would have always written in it before you, like found the hidden pictures.
And, or, right.
Yeah, yeah. So you're that kid.
That's what I'm saying. I would have not done that as a kid, and if I was there with my parents, they would have told me not to do that, because I'd be like wrecking it for other people. That's a public magazine. I don't even dog ear books. Like it took me a lot to finally say, I'm going to treat this book like a game, and I'm going to write in it and take notes, because otherwise I'd have to have a separate spreadsheet of I have gone to page 18, and just became too much. There's like loops in this book.
Yeah, I was not writing in my book, but I was using my fingers as bookmarks, and eventually you got like four fingers in there.
Yeah. You always hand up with your hand, like you got all your thumb marks. Yeah, sure, that too. But also in this, you're taking paths through things, so it's easy to forget. Like I was here before. Have I already gone left and right and down? Like what's the path I didn't take? So once I got into a couple of loops, I started just putting highlight over the paths I took. But anyway, it's really well implemented.
It's really neat. I love that there's state in the game. You know that there's the night and day, for instance, and there's others too. And like basically some of the things are in there are drawn in there twice, you know, or multiple times because of reasons, you know, because you haven't been here yet or whatever.
Exactly.
And I love that in a paper book, Jason managed to implement some of the things that you might see in an adventure game. It's more than a choose your own adventure, you know.
Very much so. You know. It's very much a game. More than just about, like, it felt more game oriented than a choose your own adventure book. Absolutely. Yes. The story was really interesting, but I found like the endings I got to weren't super fulfilling. Like it does feel this is the first part of a thing. Like, and it says book one. I get it. It's 140 pages, 150 pages, something like that. You get through it pretty quickly. I wanted there to be more to it, especially in like the endings. So I wanted more there. I think it falls down a bit in the endings, but it's also not a fully complete thing. I don't want to make that judgment until I've seen all of the Leviathan books or all the adventure game books or whatever. Are more out already?
This was the first one in this series.
Rats.
Yeah, I know. He has another book called Meanwhile, which is very similar, but it's not in this series. It's drawn in the same style.
It's just the same sort of choose your own adventure type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Have you read that book?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Is it good? Should I read that one too?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I shall.
Good. We'll talk about that next time.
because I like this one a lot. I had never heard of it, and I was like, okay, you tell me to get a book you want to talk about. I'm like, sure, I'll get a book. Sure. Oh, this is really good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I super, super liked it. Yeah.
He's written some other stuff that I have not seen. Some of his stuff was like handmade, you know, hard to find. You know, he only made 200 copies sort of deal. So,
oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, Meanwhile and Leviathan are the ones I have played. I'm glad you enjoyed Leviathan. Cool.
Good. Yep. So I got in the hardcover version, got it through Indigo. I got it online, but through a store online versus like Amazon online. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, Canadian, $18, $16, something like that. It's not an expensive book. So mm-hmm. I would recommend it to people. Don't buy a used copy if it's in a bookstore around me, because it'll have all the marks all over the pages. But probably safe to get a used copy if it's in a doctor's office in America.
Sure. So. Right. Cool.
Yeah. Hey,
okay. Fun.
So what now? I guess before the spoiler finish, you gave me a thing. You gave me a thing to play. Are we doing that now?
Yeah, let's do that now. Have you played with GPT-3 yet?
GPT-3. No, what is GPT-3?
GPT, is that what it's called? I hope that's, I'm even talking about the right thing. ChatGPT, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I have a little tiny bit, mostly because everyone's saying, well, that's the end of society.
Right.
Because I went in and it was like, I played around with things like, you know, you can have it, tell me a story, do this, write a song. Mm-hmm. But also you can say, make me a game in C++ that's a shooter game or whatever, or it'll check your code, or like, I was like, come on, man.
Right.
So yes, I am one of the million or so people who have signed up
for
that. Yeah,
it's apparently been out for 6 or 7 days. A million people have signed up for it. I've been playing with it, ChatGPT at chat.openai.com. Okay, the first thing I thought to do with that, you can talk to this thing. It's like Eliza freaking on steroids, right? You can,
right.
And you can literally have it write essays. I tested earlier. I was just like, give me 300 words about world building in the Zork trilogy. And it did. I mean,
and it's crazily well written mm-hmm. stuff. And yeah. the big kind of the scare going around the world is saying, like, how do teachers assign anything outside of class anymore, like your homework? Mm-hmm. They'll just go, give me a 6-page essay about this, and boom, here it is.
Yeah. So the first thing I had thought to do with it is, earlier that day I had I needed a list of all of the Sundays in the year, last year, you know, 2020. I needed a list in a certain format.
That's an odd thing to need.
Yes.
Is it because you're saving the world with your
Because I'm saving the world. Yes. Because someone had his podcasts are saved, you know, in certain format, -year -month -day, and
sure, okay.
And there was no index to search, but he's like, it comes out every Sunday. So like, great, now I need a list of every Sunday in a certain, and I had written a Python script to do it, you know, and it probably took me 20 minutes, and I had to go to, you know, I'd Google around and look at programming sites to figure out like exactly how has the date command work, and you know,
sure, right,
and
yes.
How do I, you know, whatever, just all those little niggling
no
things.
Judgment, that's how everybody, that's right. How I program, that's how everybody,
yeah,
programs.
That's how everybody programs. So anyway, I had done that. I went to ChatGPT and I said, I need a program to list every Sunday in 2022 in this format, YYY-MM-DD, right. And 15 seconds later,
boom,
it
here.
Had it, and right. It worked. And
crazy.
I was just like, that's incredible. And so, and it doesn't, anyway, so I earlier today, I said to it, in Python, create me a parser-based infocom, a parser-based text adventure game in the style of Zork with at least 3 rooms and 3 objects. And
oh, is that what you sent
That's
me?
What I sent you. And it took some refining.
All I know is you sent me a PY file. You sent me Python. I sent you a Python file. This is probably not malware.
Yeah, like, probably. Okay. So I thought maybe you could play. It's very short. Okay. But I thought maybe you could play live play it. And
I am going to live play it. Let me open up the terminal here.
Okay.
So Python 3. I'm in a Mac. So Python 3. Drag my little file up here. And hit library. You are in a large library. Bookshelves line the walls, filled with dusty old tomes. So this is just from, okay, there is a door to the north and a door to the east. Exits, north, east. You see a book in the room. Wow. So it just made this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take book. Library, it doesn't say taken. Interesting. Library, you're in a large library. Bookshelves line the walls filled with dusty old tomes. There is a door to the north a door to the north and a door to the east. Exits northeast. So it said, no longer says you see a book in the room. So inventory book. Yep. And they give me a description. So that worked. Okay. Examine book. I don't understand. X book probably won't work either. Nope. Read book. Yeah, the book is old and dusty, but you can make out some writing on the cover. It looks like a journal of some kind. You might be able to learn something from it if you study it closely. Study book. I don't understand. Open book. I don't understand. You don't understand much, do you, Python? We will come back to the book. So I'm going to N. I don't understand. North. Kitchen. You're in a small, cluttered kitchen. There's a pot of soup on the stove and a door to the south. Exits south. You see soup knife in the room. Take all. Hey, that worked. Inventory. Yep, inventory. Book, soup, knife. Wow, okay, so examine knife. I don't understand. Examine work. No, read work with the book. So if I say examine soup, I don't understand. Eat soup? Do you say eat soup or drink soup? It's an argument I have with many people.
I think I told it eat soup was the word I would allow. So.
Okay. Nope. Eat soup. I don't eat. Wait. I typed eat drink. No. Eat soup. Eat drink. Be merry. Eat soup. I don't understand. Drink soup. I don't understand. Just doesn't understand what to do with the soup. Soup, swoop, loop-de-loop. If you know Alexi Sayles, then that is a joke for my Alexi Sayles fellow fans. So I got... Interesting, though, it says you're in a small cluttered kitchen. There is a pot of soup on the stove, but I've taken the soup, so there's no longer a pot of soup on the stove. Can I say take pot? There's no such object in the room. Oh, see, that's why you needed a... You should tell the chatbot, make me a game tester can find bugs in
you.
This kind I of made, Infocom game.
That's you.
Because it probably will. It's like, okay, I run the game and here's all the errors in the game I made. Okay, so I'm going to say south. Oh, actually, can I examine door? Oh, no, examine wasn't a word. So south and then east. East, you are in a cozy study. A desk sits in the corner covered in papers and pens. There is a door to the west. Exits west. You see desk, chair, pen in the room. Take desk. Oh, let me take the desk. Take chair. Examine. Oh, no, sit. I'm going to say sit in chair. I don't understand. Take pen. Oh, you feel a sudden rush of knowledge. The solution to the puzzle becomes clear to you. You have solved the puzzle. And the game just ended.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because I took... So I need to have the pen.
Book. The pen and the book.
And the book.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty well-implemented game. It followed movement. It got my inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So it created the game, and then it worked pretty well, and then I could refine it. It sent me the code or whatever, and I tried it.
Oh, yeah.
And
then, here's Python code.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was just like, the first time when you finish the game, and it decided like what it took to win the game. It was you have to have those two objects. That was totally it. But the game didn't end. It said you won, but the game didn't end. And I said, I don't like that. When the game ends, it needs to quit the program. And then it sent me like a new function.
Oh, really? So you just gave it, let's mm-hmm. revise your... Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And then right, I okay. wanted... And I thought I pasted the wrong version, but the soup. I said, if you try to eat the soup, it's too hot. And it was... Ah. And so I guess that didn't work or whatever, but I said the wrong version. But... and then... So that it sent me a thing that you can't take the soup, or if you try to take the soup, it says it's too hot. And then you couldn't take all. So I said, take all should take all objects in the room. And then it's like, okay. And so with a little bit of iteration, a little bit of refinement, I did no programming, and here's the game. It's not a good game, but
well,
it's
a game. It's a fully formed game. And I did better than I did in Hadean Lands. So it's a game that's at my level anyway.
Right.
Great. I'm looking through the code here. It's actually pretty sure, like, it just defined room objects and stuff. And it says, like, hey, if you got command, it's north, south, east, west, and take and drop, inventory, mm-hmm. and read.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy and impressive. It's funny that I looked at that, the chat thing, and it never occurred to me to try to make this kind of game. It's not a, I'm not a good podcast partner.
Yeah, I don't know. Another thing I did a second time just for fun, and it started creating a game that had to do with it was more of a, in a, there was a cave in a forest and a more like Zork like setting.
Right.
I asked it to create a Sudoku solver, and it did that. I mean, it's just like, okay.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
So basically, this is going to make obsolete every job in the world except AI programmer.
Yeah, right.
we now all as a species live to make it better. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
bummer. It is the voice of world control.
I thought it was interesting, and
yep.
So I created the game with no.
It's no scavenge.
No,
but
no.
Yeah, but what is? That was awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
very cool. Very cool.
How's the game you're creating for me?
The thing is, okay. I put that thing aside like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't remember what was incomplete about it. I picked it up again mm-hmm. like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Played through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It completely works. Everything's fine. Everything's implemented. I have no notes about what it is I was supposed to do, why I thought it wasn't complete.
Huh.
I think it's just done. So I went online to find, I'd had like three or four people on Twitter back when, I'm also kind of moved off Twitter now. So I back, gosh knows when, I had people on Twitter say, because I said I need people to test the game. So I had people on Twitter say, oh, hey, I'd love to test your game. I've gone on Twitter to try to find those contacts. So, and Twitter's just like, try to search me. I am Twitter. I only live in the moment. Mm. Elon says you may not look at that. So if you want to test the game before I give it to Kay, then just email me. Because I'm ready. I just want people to play the game, make sure there's not insanely bad bugs, and then it's just ready to give to you. Like, it's done. All the feelings are done. It's just a finished game. Or it's not, and I don't remember what else I was supposed to do. But I'm probably not putting any more effort into it. It's probably just finished. So yes, I think it is done. It's a lot larger than the game you just gave to me.
Great.
It's called Dorm. It even has a name.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'll get some people to beta test it. If it apparently works, then I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. Scavenge 2, Electric. Revenge of Scavenge. I mean, Revenge. Oh, I should have called it Revenge.
Have you moved to Mastodon?
I have moved to Mastodon. Both of us on the old bytes dot space.
Dot space. Old bytes dot space.
Yes, we are both old bytes dot space.
You're Carrington instances. At old bytes dot space. Right?
I am Carrington at old bytes dot space, and you are K Savitz at old bytes.
I think I'm just Savitz.
Are you just Savitz?
I think so.
No, you're K Savitz.
Am I? I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's this K Savitz I've been talking to?
All right.
Should look that up before the end of the show when I tell people how to get in touch
with us. I'm looking at my... It says Savitz.
Say,
that's me.
Really?
S-A-V-E-T-Z.
Yes.
It's me.
Okay. I'm changing my notes.
Okay.
You're Savitz.
Ignore
that K-Savitz guy. He's got nothing to say. Just talk to Savitz. Go straight to the Savitz. What do you got?
Spoiler fence?
We got to pick another game.
Oh, yeah. See, I really have forgotten.
We can't only play Revenge.
No, we can't. Okay. So how do you want to do this? Do you want...
What do you got that's incredibly difficult? I want the meatiest, most difficult game you got.
I don't think you do.
I don't think I do either. Is there another version of B? 16 ways to kill a vampire at a spelling bee?
Yeah, it's called
something like that.
It's called C.
We've got notes. The stacks and stacks of notes where you nicely made a list of games.
I do. I have it. Eaten by a... Grew game randomizer.
See, there you go. Randomize me, baby.
Well,
pick something.
Give
that
me
we
a number.
It's good.
I pulled up the thing.
I give you number 16.
16. Andromeda Apocalypse.
Ooh, I like apocalypse things.
Which was the IF Comp winner in 2012. And let's look it up. Looking up in IFDB. Andromeda Apocalypse Extended Edition by Marco Innocenti.
Extended Edition worries me.
Episode 2. Oh, it's episode 2 of a series.
Oh, that's no good.
I'm saying no to that.
Nope.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Marco.
Pick another number.
I pick 34.
Creatures Such as We by...
Oh, that's a good name.
Linnea Glasser. Let's look that one up in the IFDB.
Creatures Such as We. It's on Steam, so easily. It's a philosophical interactive romance novel. I'd do that.
This one says, IFDB says, a dating sim about how humanity connects through art, even
bring it
out in the vastness of space.
Yeah, first publication date, art space.
First publication date, 2014. This is in the interactive fiction top 50 of all time. And
bring it. I've never played a dating sim, so I'm totally on board with that.
Great.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Great.
Yeah, totally sounds like fun.
Okay, Creatures Such as We will be the next game.
Fantastic. Good choice. Well, I guess
good
we'll
choice.
Find out.
You pick
see
it.
In 6 months when we say, nope, couldn't do that one either. Is there a game easy enough for Carrington? Is the quest.
All right, let me paste this
cool,
in.
Cool, cool, I like it.
Cool, cool. Well, it...
Love. Cool, 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 cool. Should we spoiler our fences?
Yes, let's do that.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yes.
Spoiler.
What? All right. So, Creatures Such as We, and that is in the thing. Written in the thing. Okay.
is the thing with the thing with the stuff. Right.
Okay, so now the spoiler fence, where we are going to talk about the ending of B. We mm-hmm. could. I don't.
We're gonna be talking about it.
Yep, we'd be talking about it. We might talk more about the ending of Leviathan.
Right.
I don't think I have anything else to say about Hadean Land, so we might not talk about that.
We can talk about what we think the ending of that game would have been.
All right. So if you don't want to be spoiled, then stop listening. Come back later. And if you do want to be spoiled, then hop over the fence with us. But don't be careful. I added razor wire to the top. And
why would we do that? That's just mean. Worst dating sim ever. Okay, here we are, spoiling the end. Okay, so you go through 4 spelling bees. Mm-hmm. In this game, you do so many other things. Like, it's not really a puzzle-based game. There's no puzzles. Yeah. I focused heavily on every time there was a chance to do a thing, and it was like learn a word or whatever. Always pick that. Right. Always.
Me too. I did that. I figured this game is called B. I'm gonna ace the B. And I figured there's no way to win the B. I just felt it from the beginning of the game. But
right.
I'm gonna try.
Me too. I did the same thing. So when I got to the end, my status when I ended was rank placed second at Nationals. Mm-hmm. Boo. Motivation same. Strong. Spelling skill elite. Month in the world. And so I got like I was just like, but I had elite. Back when I was a district thing, but I just kept focused like the whole time. It was just all about words as much as possible. Always roots, everything, always words all the time. But it got to the end and it says, and it's funny because it gets to the semifinals and it gets down to like you're, I think it was the semi, your mind blanks. And I was like, oh no. Like, what do you mean you're not going to let me guess a word? But then it says you just win. Like, you're just like, you win the one before. You don't even have to say what the word is. Whereas in the earlier ones, you had to, you're basically doing the spelling bee. You got to click it.
But, she's such an elite speller. She knows it. She just
nails it. Just knows it. Just don't even talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you get to the Nationals and you get the one right. But then the kid next to it gets his right. So it's not over. And then it says, what does it say? The author clerks, quirks, blah, blah, blah. A life where nothing is written down that they don't memorize. And you don't know this word. Like, it just, like, it says, it doesn't give you a chance because it says you just don't know it. I'm like, what do you mean I don't know? You're not even going to give me a chance? Nope. When you get to the finals, for me anyway, it didn't give me an option. It just said you don't know it.
Right.
Oh, it says you squeeze your eyes shut and try to bargain. You've given your bestest vocation of yours, all you had to give at any rate. And maybe this final step has to be grace. Like, I tried praying. I tried everything. It's like, but nothing happens. It doesn't come to you. You can ask for origin language, pronunciation again, use it in a sentence, but the word isn't coming. And it says, you ding out and someone else wins the top place in the $30,000. And that was like a gut punch because like, this is not a family that has a ton of money. Like, this is like, we've gone through so many things in the year playing this game where it really is brought home, like, that they are on an incredibly tight budget. This is not a middle-class family. And the idea that she could have brought in $30,000 would have been like life-changing for this family. It's crazy. So it's amazing how that really jumped out at me when I got to the end. It's like $30,000. That's like, oh my gosh. And after that, the world is sort of on mute, quiet, hard to see and hear. You get some accolades as the second place winner, but they are far away, dim. And like, that's it. And your mom goes around saying how proud she is of you. But you're like, well, like, why are you proud of me?
And
like,
I thought that, like, that kind of epilogue with the, I thought that was, that made the, it was, it made the ending sad. I mean,
it did. Because you have four different choices. You can loop through them, but they're all just like sad.
I got the four choices. It gave me the same exact same.
The same, no matter what I picked, right. It gave me the same response. Yeah.
And I mean, she feels, she came in second, and it says, you could accept maybe coming in second place, but then, you know, because she was part of the reason she was studying is because she's been taught that you do your best, and that's what will make, you know, God happy with you, is just try your best. But then she hears mother bragging at church to folk about how you came in second, and something slips, and she loses it. The character is just like, if I didn't need to come in first, then what was even the point of all this at all?
Right.
And it's just sad. It ends with her sitting on a park bench by herself, just like, yeah, not wanting to go home ever again.
So for me, it says you have come to one of the four endings to be. Now, is it the case, because there's four spelling bees, you could lose at any of those? You could lose at earlier ones because you didn't try hard enough, and those are the endings? Or can I get all the way to the Nationals and get a different ending?
I don't know. My assumption is if you don't study hard enough, you wouldn't even make it to the Nationals.
Right.
But I didn't.
I studied hardcore, man. Yeah. I was hardcore, all in on all studying all the time, and yet still came in second. And it was just like, it was, I felt the nervousness, because the whole time I'm like, I'm going to lose, aren't I? The game opened saying that eventually you're going to lose. I'm like, it's coming. I've worked so hard, but this game is going to make me lose. And it did. It's like, ah, and I really felt it. Like, I felt the pressure, and I felt being let down when I lost. And boy, the game really got me, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
How will I learn the love of Jerome now, the smug boy,
right?
Ugh.
I don't know. Yep. Yeah, but I just love it. It's not just about the bee. There's also the managing the relationship with the family, and you know,
also Mrs. Perry and Mrs. Bear, and like these other families, and like how they're different than your family, and just like all these little details about, like, just, oh, so many good things.
Yeah,
yeah, loved it.
It was real good.
Yeah. So you wanted to talk about Leviathan as well? I don't know how much I'd have to say about the end of it, though.
But you said you were disappointed by it.
Well, yeah, I just kind of, you know, I want more. I was enjoying the book.
I see. You wanted a 600-page book instead of
or just like a really big, you know, massive ending or whatever, or just something more.
Right. Well, maybe that's
still worth reading. I still liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's all I have.
Yep. That was worth 6 months, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
People get their money's worth.
Get what you pay for here.
Not quite.
yeah, I guess that's all.
I think that's it. That's enough. That's enough for you.
I don't know how long this next game, Creatures Such As We Are, but
who knows?
It doesn't sound long, and it'll probably be less than 6 months before you hear from us again.
Probably, but no promises.
Nope, none at all.
No promises. Depends on whether or not Kay saves the world.
Right.
With his AI chat skills. Okay, we're going to wrap up, and this has been
Bean?
Yet again.
Are we say
it's Bean?
You've always said Bean. Why are you trying to
say Bin? I say Bin. This is Bin. Bin. I say Bin all the time. I'm trying to stop myself from saying Bin. I've been doing it, y'all.
I see. Bin. You want to sound more Canadian, less America.
Bean. This is Bean, eh? Eaten by a Grew. The interactive fiction, eh, you hoser? If you want, you can send us email to hoser to takeoff@monsterfeed.com. And you can reach out on Mastodon now instead of Twitter. We're both, as we say, at oldbytes.space. He is apparently just Savitz at oldbytes.space, and I am Carrington at oldbytes.space. If you want to have other people hear about the podcast, we'd appreciate if you give us a 5-star review on iTunes, minimum. 15 stars is better. Show notes and such can still be found at monsterfeed.com. And thanks to MC Frontalot for letting us use his song as our theme tune. It's part of the the recipe of our success. You know, some sort of alchemy joke there. No, it turns our leaden podcast into gold. Mm. That's what I should have said. Anyway, whatever. Next up will be creatures such as we. Yeah, you and me, baby. Creatures like us. Dating sim. Love it. And that's it. Thanks for podcasting.
Thank you for podcasting with me, Kieran.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Oh, no. You have walked into the slavering fangs of a lurking Gru.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. You made me laugh so hard my eyes are teary up.
You cries at the Canadians.
You were phasing between Canadian and American and in such a way.
I have dual citizenship, so I guess I should be able to do that. Just let either side of me come out.